Let me ask you a question real quick, if you don't mind. What are the most intimate activities that you do on a daily basis? Oh boy. All right. Not those activities. All right. I realized I walked right into that one. Let me tweak the question a little bit. What are the next most intimate activities that you do each day? I'm thinking probably bathe and dress, drive to and from work, walk your dog, work out, etc., that kind of thing. These are activities that are important, often routine, and you typically do them on your own. You don't broadcast them to the world or share them. And if you do share them with anyone, it's probably a spouse, a significant other, or a very close friend. So then why are Damien and I talking to you about content marketing while you shower? And why is Robert Bruce telling you a story while you take your pooch for an afternoon walk? And why is Sonia Simone answering juicy questions while you sweat and struggle through a treadmill workout? Because you invited us. That is the power of podcasting. Podcasts can perform so many functions. They can educate, they can entertain, they can inform, they can inspire, they can garner laughs, they can gather tears. But there is one grand function podcasts perform that arches above all of these and more, and it is the single most important reason why you should seriously consider starting a podcast. Podcasts connect. They connect content creators with content consumers, and they do it in a way that cannot be duplicated by any other content medium. The reasons for this are simple. First, podcasts have a voice, not the quote-unquote voice of a blog post like we often talk about, but a real, live human voice like the one you're listening to right now, with subtleties of inflection, emotion, and emphasis. It's this voice that breathes life into the content. Like, hopefully, my voice is breathing life into this blog post. Second, podcasts go where you go, when you want to go there. You don't have to plan your life around podcasts. You plan podcasts around your life. Podcasts are convenient, which is why you invite them places other content cannot go, which is why podcasts connect in ways that other content cannot do. Contrast this power of podcasting with videos, which can also connect. But videos have the most demanding egos of any content medium out there. They want all of you. They shout, "Stop whatever you're doing and focus solely on us. Eyes, ears, over here." Prideful bastards. Podcasts, on the other hand, don't need every ounce of your attention. They ask, "What topic would you like to hear about? When? Where? By whom?" Just hit play, go on about your normal business, and we'll be happy to oblige. Like a humble friend. That's why podcasts are there while you brush your teeth, while you wash the dishes, and while you mow the lawn. Because they work on your schedule. They move with you. If it were up to videos, you'd never move from your desk. Or you'd keep your eyes focused down on them while you move, which is a good way to move yourself right into a wall, a door, or another human. Eyes up, come on. And text isn't much better. You can't read and do something else. You can only take a break from the something else and read. Now, don't get me wrong, text and video have their time and place, and it's when you're in one place. But life is lived on the move. Podcasts move with you, which is why podcasts present such a great opportunity for you to move your audience. I cannot tell you how many times my mind has been blown by a connection I've made thanks to podcasting. I could share so many stories with you. I'll share one. Sitting at my home in Dallas, Texas, where I podcast about a sports team based in Bloomington, Indiana, I've received emails from Romania and Brazil over the past few months from people who feel intimately connected to the show's community. Now, you surely don't care about Indiana University basketball like our audience at the Assembly Call does, so listen to me read these emails more for the sentiment than the specifics. They were sent unsolicited, and there are scores of others like them in my email archive. This first one is from Michael K. "When I first got to Romania in 1991, I couldn't find out anything about how my beloved Hoosiers were doing for weeks or even months. To paraphrase Fitzgerald, it was like moving from the warm center of the universe to its ragged edges. God bless the internet. I have been actively following my deeply beloved Hurrian Hoosiers for more than 53 years. I say this as preface to this. It means a lot to me what you guys are doing, and I want you to know I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Here's the second email from Chuck J. I am retired and live in a small city on the northeast coast of Brazil, and I tell you, you cannot imagine what a luxury it feels like to be in a place like this, where soccer is the only sport, and be able to watch IU games streamed live and then immediately afterward listen to you guys on the assembly call. Just awesome. It takes me back to my as a student at IU days, from which some of my happiest memories are watching the games on my TV in my dorm room. Great job. Keep up the good work. These are just two of the many hundreds of people who show up for each of our live broadcasts, which then get turned into podcasts that are listened to by thousands of Indiana fans across the globe. So let's see. A Dallas-based podcast about a sports team in Indiana that has audience members in Brazil, Romania, and elsewhere scattered across the globe, including handfuls of folks who have now started requesting the ability to donate so that they can support our work. That is connection. God bless the internet indeed, Michael. You know, all of us who create content online sell something. And no matter what you're selling, a product, a service, an experience, information, an idea, yourself, something else, you need your target audience to know you, like you, and trust you before they'll buy it. Podcasting is the best way I have found to build the know, like, and trust factors online across a broad audience. What better way can you think of to get people whom you don't know to know you, like you, and trust you than to get your voice into their heads during some of the most intimate moments of their days? This is the unfair advantage of connection that podcasts possess. It's why I recorded an audio version of this post in addition to the text version, because I know that you listening to my voice right now will create a better connection between you and me than you just reading my words on a flat screen. And it's why you should consider starting a podcast, if you haven't already, so that you can connect with your audience on an entirely new and more intimate level. Stop letting someone else speak directly into the ears of your audience. That voice should be yours. The benefits are clear, and fortunately for all aspiring showrunners, so too is the path. We are preparing the Showrunner Podcasting course for launch in late April. The initial pilot launch will be available at a one-time discounted price, but only for a short window of time and only to people on the wait list. Join now to be eligible for the pilot launch and to receive important updates on the Showrunner Podcasting course. You'll find the opt-in form at the bottom of this post at copyblogger.com or at showrunner.fm. I do hope you'll sign up, and I do hope that you'll join us in the Showrunner Podcasting course once it's ready. But more than that, I do hope that you'll consider starting a podcast if you're not already out there podcasting, so that you can connect with your audience like hopefully I am connecting with you right now. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. I'm so glad we were able to make this connection.